Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
ADHD is one of the most common neurodevelopmental disorders of children. Kids with ADHD may have trouble paying attention or controlling impulsive behaviors. There's some more bad news on that front. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new study shows only 1 in 10 kids will outgrow ADHD. The University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle tracked over 100 kids for 16 years and found most kids will likely have symptoms fade in and out as they mature from children to teens to adults. Very few will have full remission of symptoms. Doctors now describe ADHD as waxing and waning or a dynamic fluctuating disorder. Overall, the study found that 2/3 of children will experience periods of remission and recurrence of symptoms throughout adolescence. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Sabir Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps, and but now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies, all that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I worked for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won, and my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin neck off a couple days ago. They moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family. They're all living close to the airport. It became 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good, and I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family. And I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Committed to, because it's the right thing to do. We believe that, it's a mission from God to pursue the truth no matter where it leads from a biblical worldview, and we're grateful that you're joining us and participating to that end. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Pastor Mike Novotny is going to join us here in just a moment. A little bit of a warning, if you have not had the sex talk with your child, we're going to talk about SEX. And so you might want to distance them, maybe put your earbuds in and listen to what we're going to talk about. I mean, this is coming from a pastor who says that, sex, unfortunately, is a topic. Unfortunately, it's not talked about enough in church. So let's bring on the good pastor and spiritual leader, Mike Novotny, who comes back with us. It's always good to have him on the show. Hey, Mike, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bill.
Okay, what is it? What is it about sex that God created this? It's it can be a beautiful thing when we do it within the designs that the Almighty had designed it for. But meanwhile, it's like one of those things you don't talk about at church, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning how many churches are proud of being Bible believing, Bible teaching churches, and yet when this topic comes up on the very first pages of the Bible and in the middle of the Bible and near the end of the Bible, we kind of skip over those verses for some weird cultural reasons. So the first word,
the Song of Solomon heats up the pews too fast, and I don't know what it is. It's so poetic and so beautiful and romantic, and in a sense, it's kind of a practical love letter to God's creation, isn't it?
Yeah, in so many ways, but it makes sense, right? If I was the devil, and I really wanted to mess up a lot of things in this country, in the world, in church-going families, I would try to create a culture where this powerful, explosive, like family tree-changing thing would be total silence in the church, in the home, and just let the world educate the next generation.
Crazy.
Maybe it makes sense. There's a strategy here.
We know he's come to steal,
and destroy and cheat us out. And, you know, that's exactly what's going on. And we're being cheated out of something that God intended for a blessing. You say sex is complicated. Let's talk about it. Maybe the idea that it's complicated is because for the very thing that you just laid out, it's when we bring the devil into sex, then it gets complicated. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I kind of have four main points in the book. Sex is good, sex is work, sex is fiery, and sex is unnecessary. And I love starting with that one. Just the prevailing message that God wants to give his children is sex is a good thing. Unless you're Adam or Eve or Jesus, your story started with sex.
Yeah.
Right. Before there was sin in Genesis 3, there was Adam and Eve naked and unashamed. So before there was sin, there was sex. In the Proverbs, you have fathers talking to their children, not with the singular sex talk, but frequent chapters about sex because they love their kids. They wanted to protect them from danger, and they wanted to lead them to this place that could really be this beautiful glimpse of pleasure and satisfaction that gives us a little preview of heaven.
Yes. So sex is good. You start out with that. Because it came from a good God, right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. So, whatever embarrassment or shame we feel is culturally imposed and not biblically taught.
Mm-hmm.
So when a mom or a dad, you know, it's sensitive stuff, so I can equate to that. But if your gut reaction to sex is, oh, taboo, shameful, embarrassing, there's even some married couples, right, who have sex, but they can't talk openly about sex, which makes me wonder what happened in our heads or our hearts or the families we grew up in where that was the message we had about this God-given, God-designed, God-created gift.
Mm-hmm. Well, we interviewed one author that did an incredible amount of research on this, Mike, and she said, if I remember the number correctly, it was something like 42% of Christian women, could have been higher than that, but at least 42%. For some reason, that number sticks in my head without referencing my notes. But it was this huge number of Christian women looked at sex as an obligation. And that, I mean, talk about stealing your joy and surrendering it from the get-go. It was like, okay, well, you know, I'm his wife. This is my duty. You know, so, wow. I mean, all of a sudden it becomes this job, you know, quid pro quo job sort of thing in a marriage, which that is never anything that you read in the Bible that God considered us doing with it. But again, this is the interference of the devil that makes it complicated. But how sad that... that many women, and I think I'm on the low side of it. It was probably higher than that. But to carry that burden, and you're thinking, here you are, you're pastoring in church, and half the women in the pews have that sentiment towards sex. It's like, whoa, you know, you're talking about something from the get-go that represents pain and misunderstanding for them. It's like, whoa, how do we overcome that that presumed and experiential, you know, preference and understanding of what sex is in their heart anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a powerful and sobering stat. Really, the second part of my book is essential for that. So I call it Sex is Work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we live in this world where in all the movies and shows, you just look at a person and boom, there's this perfect sexual experience. It's really fascinating. The first time I think that it's mentioned that Adam lays with his wife in the book of Genesis, it says he made love to her, but the Hebrew word literally says he knew her.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the old way of speaking about sex. And I think, you know, how important is that for the situation you just mentioned? If a man does not know his wife,
right,
know her preference, know how she's wired, if he just thinks, oh, she's just like me, I just came home from work, and I'm interested in sex, she must be too. So boom, you know, no romance, no tenderness, no how are you doing, no communication. Then I can understand why sex would become an obligation. So yeah, we really, to make love to someone well, you need to love someone well.
Exactly.
Love is patient and it's kind and it's not self-seeking. So yeah, if a person is the lower desire spouse in a marriage, this section of the book is so essential for them, probably to give to the higher desire partner, often the husband, to say, yeah, this is work to do it well, but the work is worth it.
Well, and the other admonishment in the book of Proverbs is he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And that finding is discovery. It's not just, oh, hey, you know, it's Sadie Hawkins Day. I found a wife, or like the Afghanis right now, who suddenly are given a wife as a trophy because they've, you know, the Taliban has come into Afghanistan. No, that's not what it's all about. I mean, this is on God's terms, you know, to your exact point. Is that it's in that knowing, it's in that appreciation, in that knowing and growing process, which, you know, in some ways kind of runs in a similar pattern to what God calls us to do in getting to know Him very intimately as well, right?
It is.
Interesting. Interesting how that pattern is, there's some similitude there. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Pastor Mike Novotny after this. We're talking sex right here, believe it or not.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, welcome.
welcome back, Fresh and Independent. That's our commitment to you as we continue to pursue the truth from a biblical worldview. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Pastor Mike Novotny is with us. And yes, we're talking about sex still. We've got 10 more minutes. Title of his new book, Sex is Complicated. Let's talk about it. Why not? Let's you know, it's interesting here. Recently I had a conversation with the great Dr. Emerson Eggerich, who you might be familiar with, known for his series Love and Respect. You know, that there is that balancing equation in the relationship between man and woman, that a woman demands, in a sense, demand her wiring is for love. And a man's wiring is for respect. And, of course, this comes from Ephesians. Oftentimes, Mike, pastors traditionally, where I've been in the audience, that's been quite painful, they will preach on part A of that, that a man is to love a woman. But, you know, and by that time, your ribs are bruised and because your wife is constantly elbowing you. And they see, I told you this way, not supposed to be. And so then you have some compassion and understanding of how Adam must have felt when he woke up and suddenly a rib was missing. Because that brought back some, you know, I could relate to that. But the part two is that a woman must respect a man, that is their lifeline in a sense. And what Dr. Eggerich has been working on, and it's going to be coming out, I think, by the end of the year, is the win-win marriage, which I think is a revolutionary concept. But if you're not having that conversation to talk about, okay, what is it that rings your bell? What am I doing that's not ringing your bell? Can we talk about it? You know, like your book says, you know, just because just like what you want to do, you want to come home and find out ways to really upset your mate so that, you know, forget about sex or even a halfway decent dinner or even just being in the companionship of somebody who is so ornery that the Bible says it's better to find the corner of a roof to hang from than to live with a quarrelsome wife. And if she is that way, then why, right? Is she's just bitter and quarrelsome, so we'll just surrender and give up, right?
Mm, yeah, that's, I mean, you're describing really what happens when a me-first attitude infects a marriage. And yeah. Whether that's on behalf of the husband or the wife, when I'm thinking about what I want and what I prefer, and if my needs are being met, like, I've been married for 18 years, and that has never worked for me. It has never worked.
Right. No.
You know, serving those who humble themselves will be exalted. So, yeah, it is work, and it is sacrifice, and it is hard. But, man, on the other side of that work is such great intimacy and connection, and it is possible.
Right. Well, the work is in direct ratio, I believe, in my experience, Mike. It's in direct relationship to how off base you may be in your perspective of the other person. It, you know, the closer you are to a servant's heart, as one friend said, which I've been using this, and I'll share it with you. He says that, you know, as Christians, we should bring a towel. You know, you want to come with a towel, you know, just like Jesus did, you know, in washing the feet of the apostles. And I love that picture. And I love that idea what the Lord did. And if we can come with that attitude, that servant's heart attitude, and bring a towel into these conversations, wow. We might find that particularly sex is really not all that complicated.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm gonna steal that illustration from your friend.
Oh, I give that to you. I mean, that's the thing. That's, you see, this is all part of the brotherhood of Christ. You know, we know in part, we prophesy in part, and we steal a lot. You know, in Jesus' name. it's all good. So we know sex is good. God said it's good, because we're going to listen to God. We're not going to listen to Satan. So we know it's good. And so if it's not good, why isn't it? And if we don't talk, then we don't know why. And if we're so arrogant and thinking of ourselves, like you say, if we become consumeristic, as Jeff Kemp, the NFL quarterback, tells me, you know, we approach our marriages like consumers, you know, like you're saying, you know, it's what I get out of it, you know. Now, you got to toss that. Even though our culture is all consumer oriented, that's bad habits from the culture, and you don't need to bring that into your relationship. Sex is good. Sex is work, and that work is in direct, I believe, in direct ratio and measure to how far off the mark we are. And it's self work, right? It is to thine own self be true. It's knowing thyself better and doing that hard work about self. Because if you're not realizing that great thing that you have married, and you're not drawing that out, then you know, then otherwise you find yourself like Adam in Genesis saying, well, God, it's that woman that you gave me.
Right? Yeah. We have this phrase in my marriage, in my house. It's one of our family values. And it goes, me first makes a mess, but you first makes us blessed.
Mm.
And whenever, and whether it's about sex or finances or my daughter's fighting, like that just cuts to the heart of almost every argument. Like, are you putting yourself first right now? Because I bet this tension and these raised voices and these hurt feelings almost always come back to that. Like, I've stopped thinking about you. I've put away the towel. I've given you the towel so you can serve me. And boom, things just blow up. So, yeah, that I think you're spot on. It just comes back to, am I humbly serving like Jesus first served me? And if you do that outside the bedroom, wow, it's incredible how quickly things get arranged and fixed and enjoyable within it.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's what we want for everybody. I mean, to remember that day. That day, you know, she was walking down the aisle, you know, to come under your covering. You know, what an awesome day. You know, family, friends there watching, your hearts joined together. God there sanctifying the marriage, you know, putting his holy stamp upon the union like that. Wow. And that's what we should live under. That's the goal, you know. And I think we're all guilty of forsaking and not remembering. The Bible so often tells us that we should remember, right? Because we're so likely to forget. Okay, so sex is good. Sex is work. You say the third thing. Sex is
fiery.
Yes. I had down hard, and I go, I know that's not the right word. So anyway, fiery. Okay.
Yeah. So you know, we have a fireplace in our home. We live here in Wisconsin near Green Bay. So you know, it's cold about 300 days a year.
Lonely.
We love as a family making like a live fire. And yet, we have this really healthy fear of that fire. You know, we live in 1,600 square feet, and that fireplace is like 6 cubit feet.
Mm.
But we just know, like, if we don't contain this in this very small spot, it could hurt us in a big, big way.
Yes.
So when I say sex is fiery, I'm picking up on the Bible's teaching. Like, it's good, it's warm, it's life-giving, it's comforting, it's beautiful, and our God has given very narrow parameters of where he wants that fire to be, namely the marriage bed. Not because he hates us.
Exactly.
Because he wants to rob us of warmth or beauty. But, yeah, you can't get around the fact that the biblical sexual ethic is not the world's sexual ethic. It is very cautious. But our Heavenly Father says for a reason.
Without a doubt. Yeah, because you know, our human minds can take us to places that are ungodly, and it violates what the Father's intended for us. You say in the final thing, we got about a minute and a half left here. Sex is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Did I hear you right? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I want to actually skip that if I could, just because I know with this topic, there's so much hurt and there's actually so much guilt that if I could squeeze in a thing that I try to weave throughout the book is that sexual sin is forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The regrets that we have, the things I wish I would have done differently as a husband, the times I was too pushy with my wife, the times maybe a wife didn't respect her husband sexually, the times we made a me first mess. I love the fact that when God walked on this earth 2,000 years ago, he was known as the friend of prostitutes and sexual sinners. That's just stunning to me. The Holy Son of God was willing to be friends. He was willing to forgive, and he still is. So anyone who's listening that just this topic triggers shame and guilt and things they can't take back, the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin, sexual sin included.
And if you have any doubt, let me remind you, the tomb is still empty, right?
Amen.
I mean, Jesus rose from the dead, right? And what happened on the cross and on that Easter Sunday when he rose from the dead, it's finished. I mean, it's unnecessary. Let it go. I mean, we serve and we love, and he loves us, a redeeming God who takes all those things, all those messes, as you say, and makes them new all over again. What a good God we serve, huh, Mike?
Amen.
Amen. Mike Novotny, his book, Sex is Complicated, Let's Talk About It, will be linked at our website,
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And every time I hear this song, it convicts me. It convicts me because, you know, my response is quit looking, go be. Go be a revival, even if one. It's all it takes. One revival at a time. Be that difference. Be the person, that light unto a dark world. And it's amazing as well, and I know our next guest would agree, is that when you get people of faith together, it's like, you know, when you light a match and you bring both matches together, you realize how, you know, brighter that match seems to get. It's the same thing that happens in the spirit world. This is why, you know, people do not want Christians to congregate. Because, of course, we're reminded that whenever two or more are gathered in his name, Jesus is right there in the midst. I mean, hey, look at Big Brother. I mean, the Lord himself is right there in the midst of us when two or more are gathered in his name. And we invite him right now in this conversation as Jason Jones, the senior contributor to the stream.org, joins us now. He's a film producer, author, activist, and human rights worker. And Jason, it's good to have you back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bill. I've got COVID pneumonia, but I'm on prednisone, so I feel great.
Okay. Oh, so you're still in the midst of doing it. I'm on my way to Hawaii. Hopefully I make it this time, because I was scheduled to go to Kauai in March of this year, but I got the COVID. My wonderful daughter-in-law, she's such a giver, decided to share her infection with me. She didn't know. I mean, she came back from some family in Nevada, and I just happened to arrive, you know, that afternoon after she had come home.
And it didn't take long. And so before we knew it, the entire household had been impacted. I mean, for me, it was like I was like in denial. I go, I don't believe I got COVID. I mean, I barely had any kind of, fever or a cough or anything like that. It was just a mild irritation. That was it. And it wasn't until I went and got tested and they said, nah, buddy, you ain't getting on the plane to Hawaii. You are positive. I said, you got to be kidding me. And so then being the kind of person that I am, I went and saw my personal doctor. I said, okay, what's up here? And he said, well, let's run a test on you. We'll do the quick test. If the quick test says that you are you're positive, then you're still active. If it says you're negative, in fact, then you are negative. You're through it. But yet the PCR test is going to continue to read the residual for up to 2 months. So my wings were clipped as far as going over to see my daughter and my grandkids in Maui. But our fingers are crossed. I just took the test yesterday. So hopefully everything is clear and I'm able to make the trip to go see the grandkids and go hug some necks there in Maui.
Well, Hawaii's my home state. And
yeah, I know that.
I love Hawaii more than any. I love a person. No one loves any place more the way I love Hawaii. I think you were blessed, though, because if you went to Hawaii last March, they would have basically ushered you off a plane, put a mask over your face, and thrown you in a cage for 2 weeks.
Yes.
So
you might
have been blessed not to go.
Well, my wife ended up going, and she stayed in Kauai, and she had to self-quarantine. And, I mean, they were serious. I mean, they were calling her most every day. This is the government officials. Hey, just, checking on you, making sure you're there. There was no way that, she could get out the building, get out of the, we had a timeshare there in Kauai. So she couldn't get out of the room or anything like that. And, in fact, when they gave her a key, it was like the Hotel California. She could go in, but she couldn't leave. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, I was constantly, bringing care packages to my friends who are being quarantined. They're going back to it, and Hawaii's been utterly devastated, and I think it'll take a decade for them to go back to how we remember it.
Yeah, it's tough. I know my son-in-law, he's a, you can imagine, he's a videographer. So weddings, number one, almost number one thing there in Hawaii, all the wedding business and everything, that came to a halt. It's been resurging again, and by the grace of God, he got connected with, somebody had a strong following, and so now he's the lead videographer there in Maui, and he's now, he's providing very very well, for the kids and, for the family. So I'm proud of him, and thank God that this opportunity came about. But, yeah, there's lots of stories there, Jason. I mean, the businesses that have closed down, the Hawaiian people themselves. I mean, it's been a strain for them. I mean, here's an island that's been known for its aloha spirit. And the whole idea of aloha has been stretched and challenged a bit. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this. I was on the cover of the Drudge Report in the first week of the first lockdown because I didn't even lead. I just was an organizer of a protest against the lockdown at the state of Hawaii in the Capitol. I think I was the first person in the world arrested at a reopen event because it was the first days of the first 14 days. And, we saw this coming. You have the state of Hawaii. It's an island state that imports 90% of its food. Thanks. We used to be a net ag exporter until GATT 94, and thanks to Bill Clinton and Congress, and it decimated our agriculture industry. So my first concern was food security and economic security for my people and our people.
Right.
And I think folks thought I was a little nuts and paranoid, but by June, we had lines 7 miles. There were lines, cars backed up 7 miles for food. And so COVID plus the Jones Act plus not being an agriculture state anymore because globalist elites decided to remove us from the global economy for ag has made Hawaii really the most vulnerable community in the world. It's the furthest place in the world from any place in the world. And I think they have suffered more than any other state. I had to go back to Hawaii for a friend's funeral a couple of months ago who had committed suicide. And I was walking down the street in Waikiki, and a friend saw me, and who was an a police officer. He pulled over. He said, get in the car. And so we were driving around. He was a friend from college. Hawaii's a small place. We know everyone.
Yeah, right.
And I said I was in town for a suicide, and he said, Jason, we're basically having as many suicides a week as we had the year before the COVID. So every week there are as many suicides as the previous year. Of course, this isn't being reported, but it is like your son. It's a service industry state. It's we're active people. We're a community. You know, Hawaii is a communitarian culture, and that's why it's more, it's like you think it's Asian Pacific Island culture. And because it's communitarian, because so many people live together of all ages, it's been very easy for them to enforce the lockdown. You're seeing the same thing in New Zealand. So you see that, you know, they're as aggressive as the culture will allow them to be. And sorrowfully, a beautiful thing about the culture of Hawaii is its ohana, its family spirit.
Mm. Yes,
it's
exactly.
Communitarianism, but this has become an instrument of the oppression of the people of Hawaii.
And it's sad and a bit, you know, ironic in a sense, because even though communitarian in spirit and ohana, as you say, is that the Hawaiian people have been known traditionally, you know, to hold their ground. And maybe that's a limited spirit. We know that there's certain parts of the island that are very well protected. And that, look, at if you're not enjoined, you know, to the to the land and to the spirit of Hawaii, you're not welcome. And I can understand and appreciate that. And I'm wondering, you know, for that group and that segment of the community, how they're doing.
Bill, there are people. So let me tell you, the Hawaiians on the west side of the island and the outer islands, they're pushing back. If you saw the press conference of the firefighter, Michael Green, mm-hmm. toughest lawyer in the state of Hawaii, best lawyer in the state of Hawaii, is now representing over 1,500 first responders. And they're going to break I think they're going to free the country, because you've got 1,500 first responders, most of them Pacific Islanders and Native Hawaiians, who are refusing to get the vaccine. They've got the toughest lawyer in the state supporting them. I don't know if you saw last week, a Pacific Islander gentleman is a whistleblower and exposed that most of the COVID patients in Hawaii have been vaccinated, but they've been told to cover it up. So, no, I was just in the state for the funeral, but because I had a new movie out, church asked me to screen the film. When I was in sort of the howlier white parts of the state, they only would have 10 people. People were social distancing. When I went to the west side of Hawaii at the churches, hundreds of people were there.
Wow.
Had, you know, hot luck, food put out,
yes.
And nobody was paying attention to any rules.
Exactly. This is what we love about the Hawaiian people and the culture of Hawaii, you know, and that spirit. And that's what's disturbing, you know, for me personally, as somebody who has adopted Hawaii, you know, for the last 24 years and then now with grandkids in Maui. We got more
not
coming up.
Broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jason Scott Jones. Probably heard that often when his father was trying to get his attention. Senior contributor to the stream. He's film producer, author, activist, human rights worker. And we want to talk about your film production. You got a new documentary getting ready to be unleashed, right?
I do. It's exciting. And I'll actually break the news on your show. We did a documentary Benjamin Watson, former just retired from the New England Patriots. And great guy, hero. And after Governor Cuomo lit Freedom Tower up pink to celebrate abortion up until and after birth, we asked, you know, Benjamin and our production team, so we got to do a movie. We got to see how we got here and how. Nice. And so the movie is Divided Hearts of America. We really look to explore why America is so divided and what Benjamin discovers interviewing Senator Scott and Ben Carson and Alveda King. He goes on this journey to discover the roots of division in America. He finds that it really comes to the source of our unity is the Declaration of Principles, that we are endowed by God with inalienable rights. We're not united by ethnicity, by religion, by even tradition, culture, heritage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're united.
Or political party.
We have or party. We're united. Well, yeah. What has been our traditional source of unity is assenting to the truth that we are made in the image of God and have an incomparable worth. There have been three brutal denials to that truth: slavery, segregation, and abortion, and they're all intimately connected. He discovers that the roots of abortion go deep into segregation and even into abortion through eugenics movements in the late 19th and early 20th century. And Planned Parenthood is a primary instrument advocating sort of a racist eugenics ideology. They're really connected. Abortion, segregation and slavery are sort of, it's a swamp, a subhumanist swamp that these weeds have grown in together. It's powerful. It's
amazing.
The big announcement is, it's on Amazon right now. You can go watch it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But we just inked the deal, and it's going to be on Fox Nation all fall.
Okay. Make sure you send me a link, Jason, so I can get it on our website. Whatever we can do to, spread the word here. We're partners with you on this. Let's just make that happen, okay? Please, if you would.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, you got it. All right. Number two in this segment that I wanted to address is you have been doing a deep dive into the connection of the CCP, the Communist Chinese, and the Taliban, we realized instantly how quick, and I mean, when I say instantly, the Chinese were quick to affirm the leadership of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And there was a reason why they did that, right?
Yeah, it's striking. You know, my organization is a bit strange. People think of me primarily as a filmmaker or writer, but I run a human rights organization. We use movies to promote human dignity. And for years and years now, we've been working closely with the Uyghur, the primarily Muslim ethnic minority in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. In my work with the Uyghur, they're waging this war against the people that are not easily radicalized. They're actually destroying Christian roots. But they're waging this war in the public eye, they say, as they're fighting extremism. They have 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. They're harvesting their organs. They're working for companies like Nike and Apple. In my work with the Uyghur, I stumbled across like a shocking reality that most Americans do not know, that the CCP has a relationship going back to the 1980s when they worked with the anti-Soviet Mujahideen. But even more frightening, in 1999, two PLA officers wrote a book called Unrestricted Warfare, saying that they could use Al-Qaeda to strike the World Trade Center towers. This was published, a book called Unrestricted Warfare, in 1998, by People's Liberation Army officers saying we could use Al-Qaeda to attack the World Trade Center towers again. In 1998, they gave Al-Qaeda $10 million for a Tomahawk missile that didn't explode. So there's this long relationship between the CCP, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. We all know now, it's being reported that just last month, the fanatics that are in Kabul were in Beijing just a month ago, meeting with the Chinese. So this is something we really need to pay attention to. And I wrote an expose 2 weeks ago that of the Vatican CCP deal, that the Vatican and the CCP have a deal, $2 billion a year cash transfer to silence the Catholic Church's voice in exchange for silence. Pope Francis gets money. And I'm Catholic, by the way, to silence.
Yes, so am I.
On the abuse of Catholics, of Muslims and others, just in May, in one province, the bishop, every priest and seminarian was rounded up. In Hong Kong, most of those activists that are being disappeared are Catholic. And the Vatican's been silenced. So, you see now the CCP is from silencing our local bishops here in the United States that have been muzzled by the Vatican on their crimes. The same CCP that has a deal with our Vatican has deals with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And so this catastrophe in Afghanistan, Americans have to understand that there will be consequences in the way this was handled. And
exactly.
It couldn't have been handled worse, and there will be tragedies. And what concerns me is what I would say is an anti-war, anti-regime change conservative. This debacle is going to lead to a disaster that will foment American sentiment that will lure us into another disaster like we've just seen in Afghanistan, 20 years, $2 trillion, 2,600 lives.
Right.
And now.
Well, but this time it's going to come to our, it's going to come to our shores, Jason. I mean, we're ripe for this. You know, our southern border is wide open. We've already seen the evidence of, Muslim prayer rugs, Qurans, tossed aside there, along our border. You know, what's all that about? You know, some have been arrested, have suspicious origins in the Middle East that the government isn't talking about. You know, Barack Obama said clearly, you know, elections have consequences, and the American people need to wake up. I mean, we have been duped into these past elections, and we have been part and parcel of selling out the American dream, you know, at the expense of our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. I mean, this is what it's coming down to, and more Americans are waking up to that reality that we have participated in this, because last time I checked, with all the good things that our founding fathers said about our identity and our association and relationship with God, it said that this is a government of for, by, and we the, you know, we the people. So you can't blame this all on Joe Biden. You can't blame this all on the Democrats or political parties. The fact of the matter is yes, there is a ruling elite class that transcends party. You got Republicans, Democrats, Independents alike that are power hungry, that are doing everything they can to annihilate, I would say, God's people and God's creation, including what he's done for America.
You know, Bill, I'm so glad you went over parties. If I could plug my, I have a podcast, Jason Jones Show. I just interviewed yesterday a high-ranking retired intelligence officer that was there for 20 years, and I couldn't believe how transparent he was. You know, with the neoliberals, the neoconservatives held hands, skipped into Afghanistan and Iraq, making all kinds of promises. The first NGO in Afghanistan after the invasion was Planned Parenthood. All Americans were committed to going there, killing the bad guys. But we went in, we made promises, promises we could never keep. We put in bloated grifters into positions of power in that government that robbed their own people in partnership with crooks here. And and now we have this epic debacle. I was in Iraq in the war against ISIS doing a documentary. I traveled with the Peshmerga. Went through village after village, smoldering and still smelling of human flesh, of Christians and other minorities like Yazidis and Kurds that were burned alive by ISIS. And I remember when we invaded Iraq. I was chairman of the College Republicans, and I opposed the invasion. And I said, I oppose the invasion because we don't have the fortitude to complete the job, and when we leave, ethnic minorities will die. And my son will fight in this war, not the neocons, the neo-hawks. And, in fact, my son, who at the time was 10, ended up fighting in Syria and Iraq against ISIS. What's striking to me about these footage we see of the Taliban fighters, so many of them were fighting in the 90s. They're fighting today. We have an endless parade of clowns. Today it's Jake Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
You look at this guy, his greatest accomplishment in life, our national security advisor, was he was on a debate team that went to Australia with his soft manicured hands. And he swept away, and there'll be another clown. We can look back, and I'm glad you brought up every administration. There have been, I think, 19 combatant commanders. For administration, we can look at each combatant commander and see epic mistakes. We can look at each administration and see tragic mistakes. And we need an autopsy. We need to know what went wrong, combatant commander by combatant commander, administration by administration. Where was our intelligence community? They say they were communicating accurate information, the Biden administration and this administration. The CIA is great leakers. If that's what they do, the CIA leaks better than anyone on earth. They should have been leaking 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 months ago. If you close Kandahar Air Base, there'll be a catastrophe. Get our people out, then close Kandahar. Don't remove the air support before you remove the ground. You know, the CIA, they didn't do their job. How many committee hearings were there in Congress? Did the congressmen sit there and think about their CrossFit appointment or how many phone calls they had to make to fundraise? Were they asking penetrating questions? Where was the media? Did they ever leave Kabul? We weren't getting accurate information from the media. Our elected officials weren't pushing for information. Our intelligence community wasn't forcefully communicating the truth so it would be acted upon. And now there's 10,000 Americans, people who we made promises to. My favorite verse in the Bible that first caught my attention as a young atheist was, remember your friends and the friends of your fathers. We have to ask ourselves as a people, have we remembered our friends? Do we remember our promises? We make promises, we forget. That's what's embarrassing. We don't even remember we've made the promises. We don't even know we're breaking them.
Well, this is what happens when you have a corrupt system, is those intrinsic, long-earned, long-respected values are out the door for the sake of expediency and self-interest, sadly. Jason Scott Jones, senior contributor, Stream.org, has been our guest. Jason, as always, we appreciate it. Godspeed,
my friend.
If you're
concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever...